Hello, and we're back. We just spoke with Fionnuala Glover, who is going for candidacy for the DOES sabbatical. And now we're speaking to the second of the two candidates for this role, Daniel Palmer. So, Daniel, if you could just introduce yourself. This is a nice informal setting rather than hecklings and horrible questions being thrown at you. So if you could just introduce yourself and a little bit about why you are going for this position.
I'm Dan Palmer. I'm a fourth year history student. And I've got plenty of experience already running events like the ENSCA and things, so for me this is quite a natural progression to go for DOES because I really care about putting other people's events on.
Great. One of the things that caught my eye about your manifesto was that you want to make Freshers Week exceptional. So for you, what does that imply?
Well, I want to build on my experience in winning Freshers Week 2012, because a really interesting thing with this week's Freshers Week is it's the only week we have both the main bar and the main venue open. So I think for the freshers coming in, we really have to try really hard to make sure it's the best event possible. So there's a few things I want to plan. I want to incorporate a 10th event on top of the usual 9, which will be a Kaylee before a dance night, because there's no reason we can't have a Kaylee turn around to a dance night, so that's an extra event there. And there's a few things I'm planning. I would love to try and get some a cappella in on the final Sunday before class.
Yeah.
It would need to obviously speak to certain people, perhaps some of them in the studio. But that's one of my plans for maybe the final Sunday, if that was to work around. So really making the most of the logistics experience I've got and the current relationship Jules has got with external agents to really make sure we don't cut any corners, because it's the only experience the freshers will have of both the bar and the main venue.
Okay, great. So yes, your experience is quite technical, but how do you plan to gain some experience in the other aspects of running events in the union?
The interesting thing about my actual role within ENTS as head events is that I work almost daily with Jules on scheduling the events themselves. I do a lot less of the tech now, more of the planning, the scheduling, if there's a double booking, things like that, troubleshooting how to resolve that. There's things I definitely need to learn from Jules. Dealing with agents and things is one thing I haven't dealt with yet, but I know there's already good groundwork there to build on. But I've got plenty of like big picture experience, because some people going about tech and it's a bit detailed, but I'm the venues and technical manager for On The Rocks, okay, which isn't really the job you went when the bias suddenly closes. So it was me who rescheduled the entire festival to make sure that we didn't lose any events because the buyer closed down. So there's definitely elements of there that I've already got which overlap with the current DOES as well.
Absolutely. So that also gives you a bit of experience to deal with the redevelopment changes. How do you plan to find alternative spaces for that?
Yeah, the main alternative space was during semester 2 when we lose venue 1. So I want to be realistic in what we're offering. Places like Younger Hall, the Bowen Theatre, places we can actually secure and at decent rates. There's a few ideas which just cost too much to do or generate other problems. So securing locations from the university for other students groups like charities or Music Is Love can put their events on there. Also really interested in working with maybe Dundee Union, because we've already got a good working relationship with them. Maybe we could sponsor half the money for an act to go there and we'll pay the buses to go out over there. A lot more of a headache, but maybe that's something we'll look into as well to supplement what we can put on in as many options around town as possible.
Great. Kate, any questions?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to jump back and just touch on something you mentioned there about technical experience. Knowing what Jules does on a daily basis, how important do you think having tech experience as well as managerial and organisational skills is for the role of DOES?
I think it's really important, and it's something you can't underestimate as DOES, because the actual event on the ground will rely on the tech crew we've got. We're really blessed with a really large and very energetic ENTS crew at the minute, and it's them who make the events happen. I'm one of them, so I'm going to be slightly biased on that, but it's important to make sure that what you're asking for is actually feasible and how we'll do that. For example, some things are feasible, but only with a certain amount of planning, such as the turnaround from a big Shakespeare production last Wednesday, or the Wednesday before, sorry, into Goldfish. We managed to do that in half an hour with a lot of planning, and that was really me stepping in and go, Jules, we can do both events, don't need to cancel one, but the solution here lies in the technical details. It's not just booking the events in, so there's two sides to the coin.
That sounds very thoroughly thought. One other thing I wanted to ask you, sorry, I should have asked in the beginning when we were talking about Freshers Week, but I also read in your manifesto about your idea to widen the range of BOP themes. So what suggestions do you have for that?
It's something I'm already working on in ENTS, because when I took over, the BOPs were a little bit like last job on the list for ENTS, because there were so many other student events on.
Right.
So we've already been working hard to do things like the Skyfall BOP, Geek BOP, and I want to make sure that going into semester 1, where we have really 12 more BOPs to go until the venue closes, that it's really as varied and dynamic as possible. So one thing, we need a 90s BOP. There's always been dynamic, but it hasn't fitted in. I think bringing the Geek BOP back in semester 1 in the main venue, it worked last time. But there's ideas we're trying currently in ENTS, such as in week 8, we're going to have a live band playing, Blues Water playing, okay, for like a bit of a ball-themed BOP. It's a bit an unusual combination, but that should be good. And if that works well, do the same in semester 1.
Great.
Yeah, Dan, you've mentioned a couple of times this week, I think, that obviously your passion lies with a lot of the time with mermaids and with the teching of events in both the Union and the Baron and other places. How far would you feel able to be involved in that kind of stuff if you were elected? And you know, would that be something that you'd be interested in staying involved with?
Yeah, I definitely want to look out for mermaids if I become DOS, and I'm sure at some point I'll end up taking a production or something and really using the Baron to its full potential during the redevelopment. Likewise, if there's an event I book in and I really want to play on the tech of that and it's feasible for me to be involved in that hands-on element, I'd love to do it, but obviously my first role will be making sure that the events go smoothly and leave the end screw for that, unless for some reason I need to step in or something that was feasible for me to enjoy what I really enjoy doing.
One other question I had was, again, I read from your manifesto that you would like to increase the amount of student performances in the Union. So what thoughts have you had on that?
It's not so much about increasing, just making sure the number doesn't drop with the redevelopment. Right. I feel that even though the buildings have great holes knocked in the side of it, the subcommittees that make up the association, including STAR, Music is Love, Mermaids, don't have their own output suffered, and make sure that we protect those. So if I'm the person securing venues for Music is Love to hold their gig or for the Mermaids to have a larger play than they can't put in the Baron, that's great. And I want to make sure that the options are there, the logistics are in place so that student groups can continue to do what they do best. Because I think some of the best events in St Andrews are the ones put on by students themselves.
I agree.
Can you give us any specific examples of venues that might be able to hold shows apart from the Baron and Younger Hall? Because they're obviously two ends of the scale, really, because the Baron is very small, you know, about 50 capacity, and Younger Hall is about 1,000. So.
Yeah, one place, again, on the large scale, but something that current Dosda Meg's looking at is to make sure they're making use of the Buchanan Theatre, because it's meant to be a theatre and it's never been utilised to that. So that's one larger space. But interim locations, there's lots of town halls and places around town which can be welcoming of student events, but we're not necessarily always keen on them because of the stage or tech requirements. So make sure there's a decent hire kit so we can support shows quite independently in those locations. There's plenty of options. But, you know, if people want to do things on East Sands, things like that, then that's the sort of thing that I'd want to work on, getting that in place so that Mermaids could follow suit.
In the STAR election survey that we did, there was a space where you could leave comments, and a couple of students commented that they felt the societies and subcommittees had really been let down with the room changes this year, and they didn't understand what was going on. They didn't know which rooms they could book for even the rest of this semester, let alone the next year or two going into the full redevelopment stage. How can you sort of really open lines of communication and make sure that societies and subcommittees aren't felt left out or ignored?
Yeah, it's been really difficult for student groups to work out what's happening with redevelopment during the short term. Part of that was because some of the building work's been left the SABs a bit clouded in what they can do in the university, and we've only just started to get the extra space in the medical science buildings opened up for societies to use. So what's going to be really important is communicating those across the society, saying, here's a timeline of what's going on. So I think over the summer, at the latest, when the new SABs come in, they need to be going to every subcommittee and every society. This is a sheet here tailored to you, what's going to affect you. For example, STAR, the power's going to be out on this weekend. You need to build around that and really make sure they know exactly what's going on. If they don't get back to you, make sure you're chasing those subcommittees. And then if you can as well, the societies, to go, this is what's happening. This is how we can help to help you, but we can't fix everything for you. So work around it wherever possible.
Sounds good.
Yep. I think organization is definitely a keyword in your campaign, isn't it? I don't have any other questions for you, but do you have any closing remarks about why people should vote for you?
I think people should vote for me because I think I've demonstrated over 4 years I really care about helping other people put their events on, their plays, their events, and really, like, every student event that goes up through the Union is supported by the Ents crew, and I want to take that exact same ethos into my following year if I was elected as DOS, especially protecting Rag Week. That's an important week we shouldn't give up on just because the venue's closed. So that's really the fundamental idea behind everything I'm campaigning for this week.
Great. How do you feel your election week has been going so far? Stressful
and tiring, but quite rewarding. I enjoyed the hecklings last night. It was good to discuss my policies and things. I must admit, I'm having fun with my Super Dan campaigning. Yeah. I'm really proud of my banner outside the library. So it's been fun and tiring mixed, but it's been good to discuss things and get feedback on how events have gone this year, because I've been really involved in them, and it is really useful to be forced to find out what people have thought about how this year's gone.
Cool.
And, well, do you want to introduce the song that you've brought for us today?
Yes, it's You Know My Name, which is the opening theme of Casino Royale. I'm a massive Bond fan, and I also, it's just one of my favourite songs, and I quite like the line about arm yourself because no one else will protect you, because I'd like to think that's what I'd do as DOS. I want to make sure that the student groups are protected, and I've got a lot of experience in delivering that for people.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for coming to talk to us today.